The Jason Greger Show presents Struds On New Cans.
I was just thrilled to get a new can. God, slip that thing on, strutting around the dressing room, showing everybody what it's all about. Look at this new can. Hey, looking good.
The 101260 text line.
Thank you for everyone texting. Jeez. Woo.
Tea bags.
I don't believe in tea bags. I use loose leaf tea, and it is so much better than the tea bags. I'll eat tea bags.
Himself.
I've got nice bowling ball shoulders, a decent head of hair, and a big organ that needs to be heard.
It's time for Struds On.
Don't blame the refs. Okay. I'm going to do this one time, and then I'll take all the texts at 10, 12, 60, but I have to get this off my chest. I've been thinking about it, trying to put into words why it bothers me so much when people, fans, media, friends, my own kids, complain about the reffing. It drives me crazy, and I don't think I've ever vocalized it until it kind of dawned on me the other day, specifically to this series. Like, let's look at a couple situations. There is no doubt that Ekholm got hit by a high stick last night. Everyone saw it. There was no way, but the four refs didn't see it. Is that a missed call? Yeah, sure, that's a four-minute call. There's no doubt it missed. But we've been getting texts at 10, 12, 60. I've seen on social media, I've gotten personal texts saying the Oilers lost this series because of the reffing. And I just cringe when I hear that. I believe that is a loser's mentality. A couple reasons. One, and I've shared this before, you cannot control the referees. Whether it's good or bad, indifferent, whether it's this series, another series, everyone thinks their team is getting screwed by the refs. Every team, every person. But the reality of sport, and this is where I really want you guys to lean into your radios and listen. When you are complaining about the refs, your team is not doing what it needs to win the game. I'll say it again. When you are looking at the refs as an excuse, your team isn't getting done what needs to get done. In the second period, three goals were scored against the Oilers. Three goals that I believe were defendable. Zero input by the refs. Zero. Now, we could make the case that it would have been important for the Oilers to get to the double minor, and maybe they score on both those things. But you're looking for an advantage that maybe wasn't there to try to jump in, to try to get, to make it up. To truly become a champion. And I never won the Stanley Cup, but I did win a little bit here and there. The spelling bee in grade 7 at Holy Cross. If you truly want to be the best in a sport, and this time the hockey, you have to beat the team straight up. That's the fact. You can't hope that a ref's going to help you get a call here and there, or you're going to get the benefit of the doubt of the ref, because the other team thinks they're getting screwed as well. Right? I don't want the other team's best player being hurt. I don't want to see that. I want to beat them straight up, so I know I'm the best player, I'm the best team out there. That is what being a champion is. Look at the last couple teams that won the Stanley Cup. Do you think Tampa or Colorado or Boston, or go back through all of them, do you think anyone thinking, oh, good, whew, man, this player's not playing, we got a better chance, or, oh, boy, the ref really won us that one. No, they did the right thing game in, game in, game out. Game in, game out. So the idea of blaming the refs for a series loss, it's so small-minded. And I believe, honestly, the reality is your team wasn't good enough to win it. That's just the reality. Or they weren't playing well enough. Maybe not good enough, but they weren't good enough. Did it affect the series? It might have. But I go back to last night. Those three goals in the second period, Griggs, they were not offside. There was no penalties involved there. The Oilers just made mistakes that led to that goal, to those three goals. That's the game, and that's the series.